Squirtus, June 1978. How would you describe your work?
I'm a hand weaver, and I work almost entirely at this point on garments that are hand woven. Some of them are loom shaped, and some of them are cut and sewn. A great many shawls, tunics, jackets, tabards. My concern is with garments that will be good to the touch. They have to have a good hand. They have to feel good against the body. And I'm concerned with how they drape and fall.
How long have you lived in the county? What brought you to the county?
We've lived here about a year and a half. Prior to that, we lived in Lambertville, New Jersey, which is just right across the river, 7 years. And we lived in a very tiny, very beautiful house, which got smaller as the years went on, as I accumulated more weaving equipment and supplies. And my husband, who was a writer, accumulated more books. And our children grew and had their own accumulations, so we looked for a larger space. Initially looking in Lambertville, but we weren't able to find anything there. And by a fluke, we found this house, which is very large and very good for our needs at this time. But it wasn't that we particularly were seeking out Bucks County. In fact, initially when we moved to this area, we looked at Bucks County and found that it was much too expensive for us and looked for what would be the other side of the tracks, which was Lambertville, and we're very happy with Lambertville. But ironically, we've moved to the right side of the tracks, so-called, which has turned out to be cheaper for us now than Lambertville.
What does the county offer you artistically in your weaving?
I haven't found so far that the county has offered me much. There is the Bucks County Arts Alliance, which I've joined mainly because I wanted to support an arts organization in the county. But I haven't found that any of what it has is suitable or useful for me. I find the part of the county that we live in, or sections of it, is very beautiful, so aesthetically I'm turned on. But I haven't found the contact with other artists or craftspeople. I haven't had
What does it offer you in terms of educational facilities or financially? Are you able to sell more in the county than out of it?
No, not particularly. Most of my sales come galleries, museum shops, and through major craft fairs like Art Northeast Craft Fair. Those I could do if I lived here or anywhere else. I had my work shown in Phillips Mill, but that was when I was living in Lambertville, so it wasn't anymore. Moving here didn't have any help. In fact, when my husband and I lived in New Jersey, both of us worked for the New Jersey Council of the Arts and received a number of grants from them, but ironically are in a position now where we can no longer take grants from New Jersey because we're not residents of New Jersey. But on the other hand, Pennsylvania, which has a much larger budget for the arts, does not give individual artists or craftspeople grants. So from that point of view, we have suffered moving to Pennsylvania.
How do you feel interaction between the artists could be improved? Or is the competition too stiff, or aren't there that many artists?
Well, I really have not explored this a great deal. The world in which I circulate is the world of serious craftspeople who are in the crafts marketplace. I don't mean this necessarily as a commercial marketplace, but who are seriously interested in exhibiting in national shows. I haven't found those people here. The people people I have found, and this is really cursory examination, are more hobby-oriented people, which is just not my bag. So I haven't found much in those terms.
What cities do you frequent, or don't you frequent? Philadelphia or New York?
Well, I wouldn't say we frequent either of them. Both of us come from New York, so we're more comfortable with New York because we know it. On the other hand, having moved from New Jersey to Pennsylvania, we are feeling a little more oriented toward Philadelphia now. I think it's just a question of getting up our courage to go into downtown Philadelphia and finding our way around by ourselves. Shamefully lax in going into the city. I think both of us being originally city people are very happy to get away from all the hassles of the city. So that we're not so inclined to go back. On the other hand, we now have children to whom we like to introduce the values of the city, the culture of the city, which both of us grew up with: museums, theater, concerts, dance.
Is Bucks County terribly lacking in that respect as far as cultural affairs?
Very honestly, yes. We have been very disappointed because we knew of Bucks County, and particularly New Hope, as an art center. And I know that the Bucks County Playhouse was at one time a very fine off-Broadway theater. Both of us had our origins in the theater. I was a dancer and choreographer, and my husband was a playwright. And I find the level at the Bucks County Playhouse absolutely appalling. So that we don't frequent it. Also, I find it terribly expensive. We have not found the level of culture in the county very high, unfortunately. I think a lot of artists have been driven out of the county by high price of real estate, and the fact that a lot of shops, I guess maybe the real estate has gone up because the shops have capitalized on the reputation of it being an artist colony, whereupon the artists have mostly flown, and that we haven't found very much yet. As a matter of fact, both of our children are artistically inclined. Our oldest son has a great deal of talent in art, but we have not been able to find him an instructor, which is really crazy. We would have to drive all the way to Philadelphia or New York, it seems to me, to give him decent art instruction, which is really shameful.
So you did have this perception of New Hope before you moved over here?
Well, we knew that when we moved into New Hope. When before we moved into the area, we had known New Hope and Bucks County as being an artist's colony. But rapidly we realized that that was no longer true. And we had no illusions when we moved here that we were moving into an artist's colony.
Do you intend to stay in the county?
Well, we'd like to stay in this location at least until our youngest child graduates from high school. There's enough room in this house for all of us to have sufficient elbow room to be together, but also to get away from each other, for them to have their privacy. And we feel that if there is a certain amount of advantage for kids to be in a town situation, if they want something they can walk, we don't always have to be driving them every place. After the kids have gone off, then we would like to move possibly within the county if we could afford it, possibly somewhere else where we would be living more off the land, where our quarters would be small. We would have small living quarters and large studio apartments.